ויען דף חסם את בייס רמי ברי דרבייה ואומר we're giving reasons why one is not permitted to shecht akoy in Yom Tov and why one is not permitted if he shechted it to me mechas the dam of the koy רמי ברי דרבייה ואומר koy היינו תיימה דלוי מחסינו. The reason we're not mechasa by heine tamle mechasinen zeire mishum ha-toras helbe. People will see that you're being mechasa the dam of a koi, so they'll assume that it's a chayin. Only a chayin eats kisi yadam. So memeilu, so mistome, so Chazal knew that it's a chaya. So if it's a chaya, so then the chaylov is mutter. So memela, that's why they asked to be mechasa the dam. Like the Gemori, Hochi, if that's the reason, afilu b'chayl nami. So why b'chayl are we mechasa the dam of a koi? B'chayl omri l'nake chateiro. So people won't think that it's he's doing it as kisi adam. He wants to clean up the chotzer. There's dam over there. So mameila the naka chatzayroi hutzor. So they won't be toilet in kisi. It would seem abayante if you're not manaka the chatzayroi stamazoi. So kocher they'll realize it's for kisi adam. Oh, kisi adam, so memeila, so it's a chaya, so the chayla is muta. Frag the Gemara, shochet ba'ash b'mayi kolameimel. What is b'choil? Be shechted in a place where there's an ashpe. There's no inyan of nikah chatzer. Rafa pikein, he makes kisi adam. So kocher they'll understand that it's for kisui, and so they'll know, they'll see it's a chaye, so right, they'll come to a kilku. Or boli molach mikolameima. If he himself comes and asks us, am I mechuyim in kisui? So we'll tell him yes. So no, so he himself derived the, come to the conclusion that a koi is a chaye, and will be matter a chayle. Ela b'chayl. But the Gemara says, no, it's different. B'chayl inami misafke omgele rabbonon zil trach v'kosi. That by chayl, people won't say that's what he's machase zaraye tzachaye. Maybe Chazal don't know if it's a chaye or not. Oh, I misaf, abinami misaf, kamil rabbonon zil trach bekosi. Rabbonon will say that he should be mechase. So memele, but they don't realize it could be a suffix, so they won't be mata the chaylev. Oh, but beyond this, I misaf, kemi omrile rabbonon zil trach bekosi. But in yontev, If it would be a suffix, would the Rabbonon tell him to be mechasem his suffix, it's a tirche. So a kochoch, if the Rabbonon told him mechasem yontif, a kochoch, they know bevadai that it's a chaya. Oh, if it's a chaya, it's a memele, so it's a raya that the chela will be muta. So therefore, they asked him mechasa the dam of a koi in yont. Let us see Rashi. Bishuma Torah chelboy, ishoris lechesuye osi lemeima chayehu. That if you'll be mechasa, so they'll come to say it's a chayim, they'll be mata the chayla. B'chayl omri lenaker chatzayroi, oroya oima loy mibnei sheton kisui, ala kadei lenaker chatzayroi mechasei. They'll say he's the person, the purpose he's doing it is lenaker chatzayroi. לא יגסינם לטעמך, לא יגסינם, בולים מולך מכל המימה, מי שיש לו קויץ, ובולים מולך לחכמים, במצוח לחכייסי, ובחיל, ואימרים לו שצורך כיסוי, היי כל המימה, אי הגוף, יעשו למימה, חיי, דומצר חילי כיסוי. So Mamela, he himself will come to this kilku. Ella la gelsina. Bechel, inami mis tzveika hu klaimet. Bechel, zeh shehu lechaseis. Le machzik le bechaye vadoiz. That what they tell him to be mechaseis, he doesn't come to the conclusion it's a raire, it's a vadechaye. The meimer oma, inami misakulu rabbonon ichaye beheime. No, that he understands. It's a suffix. And Bechel, the Rabbanon tell him, Ziltrach Bekosi. Omrilei Gelsi. But the Yontif, would they tell him to do a misafik? Would they tell him to make a kisui? It's a tirche. The Omrilei Rabbanon, Ziltrach Bekosi. Rabbi Chananel says, "Aval b'yomtiv misofik le'omru trach v'kasei shemitzvah bo b'avere hilkach le'gezrinin kisi adam hakoy b'chel." Now, the Loshon Gemara would seem that this is how Namoritz thinks. And Namoritz thinks that if it's a suffix, they would never tell him to be mechase b'yomtiv. Based on chayis be'etzim, I mean, that's not a taina. What do you mean? It's misafik, you have to do it. That's not called a tirche. That's what's called a tirche de mitzvah. He's mechuyev al tzofik daraisa lechum, he's mechuyev to be mechase. Berehitas loshna gemara would seem a balabos, or an amoretz might come to think like this. And he might come to be matar chaylev because of this voret. So therefore, Chazal said he should not be mechase. Toni Rabbi Zeire, Loi koi bilvad omru, not only is a koi also, alafich alfilu shochat behemo chaye ve'oiv, nis'arvo domon zebo ze, oso lechasoy se biyante. Peresi Rashi. Loi koi bilvad omru, vein mechasen biyante, the dinu shalei chasu, shema behemehi, b'torach tirche doloi mitzvah, afilu b'eifer akira. Now, Rashi is saying here a mouthful. Rashi is saying number one. That Rab Zeira is saying, Rab Zeira is not like before. Before we were saying what the Omri, what people would say. People would think Chazal would not have been matter kisi adam biyontev since it's a tirche, unless they knew it really was a chayim, but come to be matter chelo. Obavais tachoyis, that's not true. I mean, Chazal would zichabi tell you to make kisi and yontev. If this kilkul would not be allowed to occur, that he might be matar chaylev, Chazal would zichah tell him to make kisu. They were afraid out the amaratzim might come to such a conclusion. That's Rab Mori Zashtik Teire. Rami Bereit Rab Yeve. Rab Zeire seems to hold with the Yemes like this. Rab Zeire is saying, The Shema Behemi. Maybe it is a Behemi. V'torach tilche d'loy mitzvah. V'stereyach atilche, that's not a mitzvah. Ba'afilu ba'ifar akira. So Rashi is saying now, Rashi wants to say, other Rishonim learn, we're only speaking about, but a Dekel notes, other shailas. No, Rashi says, no. We're talking about ba'afilu ba'ifar akira. Afilu, there's no muktzadik shaila whatsoever. It's ba'ifar akira. But it's also, v'torach tirche d'loy mitzvah. Maybe it's a behemoth. Nishtereyach atilche d'loy mitzvah. So number one, we have to understand based this. First of all, it's very difficult to understand the grace of Hashem, the ganze tirche, how much, how big is this whole tirche to make you see Adam. And then, l'chayre, why is it called a tirche d'loy, v'torach tirche d'loy mitzvah? It's the reyach a tirche, that's not a mitzvah. I mean, al tchayre, at sofik d'raise l'chomre, l'chayre is mechuyif to do this pa'ula. Rashi weiss t'chayis nitazoid, I mean, she mechuyif, Misofik, I mean, the Rehitis Loshen of Rashi would seem that you're mechuyev to be mishtadl. Maybe you're doing a mitzvah, but that's a mishtadl. It doesn't have a teres. It's not called a kiyum a mitzvah. It's an hogi. You have to be machmer, but you're not being mekayim a mitzvah over here. If klapish maye galye, it is not a chayah, it's a behemoth. Let's go a little further. Alafilu shochat. The ike chad, no, he says further. Alafilu shochat. Behemoth chayah v'oif. V'nis arvu domon zeb, zebo ze osu lachasay se biyamte. Afilu shochat, the ike chad the toin kisei, the behemah chaya ba'if, the gatnis arif. There's a few ways how to learn pshat. One way, the nesif chayim learns pshat, that you have a few puddles of dam. Then you forgot where the dam of the chaya was, where the dam ha'if was, the dam of the behemah was. So now that's called nes arif. So now you have a vadai chiyuv kisui. You're also not allowed to be mechase. Ike chade toin kisei. V'lohochi mechase, v'shem dekatorach nami b'shel b'heim. So what is the revusa? The revusa is, in the first case, I have a sofik chiyuv mitzvah. I don't know, is a koi chayev b'kisei, koi not chayev b'kisei. And there's a tirche. There's a sofik chiyuv mitzvah, and there's a tirche. A sofik tirche. A sofik chiyuv mitzvah, and a sofik tirche. And here we're speaking about, when to l'chayre we would say, it is kosach a shailas, we would say like this, a sofik chiyuv mitzvah is a sofik deraisa. Sofik iso tirche is a sofik derabono. That's what he would say. So l'chayre means of my rash. That's Rab Zeira doesn't say this. But now what's the rebusa of Rab Zeira? Rab Zeira says a bigger rebusa. But a filu is nesarev dam chayeb bebeheime. So he is a vadachiyev mitzvah. I'm zikha mechuyiv, the zikha dam chay over here, which I'm mechuyiv to be mechasa. Afal pike, it is also because there's a vadai tilche. Because I may have two puddles of dam, so the mice is, so I'm zikha, so there's a vadai chiyiv, and believe he said there's a vadai tilche. This is a terrible problem over here, besides all other problems. At the Achronim ask, we had before, Rove said a shtik teire, the reason why One is not permitted to be mechase dama v'koi. So Rabbi said, because it's not muchen. Daitei levadai ve'in daitei lesofik. That the das of a person is to be making offer on a vadai, not on a sofik. That was Rabbi. Then later the Gemara brought down, then there's a shaila, is tzoye a sofik, tzoye a vadai. Is pligi bo, so the Gemara says, Omri ba marova, pligi bo rab yoisi ba chome v rab zeire. Ba omri ro, rova berei de rab yoisi ba chome v rab zeire. Chad omar, koi areyu kitsoye. Chad omar, koi einoi kitsoye. Rova holds koi areyu kitsoye. So what, so rab zeire says, that koi is not ketsoye. So what does that mean? That soye is called levadai, that will need the offer. So that's called, there was a hachana for the offer for tsoye. There was a hachana for tsoye. But koi is not like tsoye. Koi is a sofik. So Rab Zeire before said that the iser to be mechase dam koi is because it's not minamuchan. That's what Rab Zeire said before. And all of a sudden, now we have a new Rab Zeire. A new Rab Zeire comes in, which no one ever said before. No one thought the biggest we had, Rami Berei, the Rabbi Yehuda said, people might think that if it's a sofik, you're not permitted to be mechas on yontev because it's a tirche. People might think, but no one ever really said that it is that way. And all of a sudden, we have Rab Zeire, that Rab Zeire comes and says, "Yet a tirchin, and not only by a koy that's a sofik chiyev, by nisarev dam chayev dam behem. It's even though there's a vada chiyev, but there's a vada tirchin. So memela, that's also." A very difficult Gemara. Lulei de Mistafine, I don't know how Emes this is. So I had zugezeichnet in Sefer Birchas Yomtev. Yesterday we also had mentioned das Svore. There's a big fumul in this. Why is your chas at night? Bemisen heb je toch een schokkel en schaam de rambam, takken als tirche, en je mag gas at night. Verkeerd, het is, je mag gas at night. Now, if we can assume that you could be mag gas at night, I mean, we're not chayish that, the dam might be nivla, might dry up. Then we can appreciate the tilche. That means if you're doing a mitzvah now, I mean, like this, the difficulty to understand this, I mean, there's a chiyav of sabik deraisa lechumra, there's a chiyav mitzvah. Where is there a tilche? I mean, how we're going in mitzvahs deraisa, we're talking about a tilche derabonon, which is, but if you could do it at night, so that means if you're doing a mitzvah, memela, so you'll do the mitzvah. Chazal didn't ask to do the mitzvah if you can't do the mitzvah. But if it's a sofik mitzvah, or it is a vaday tirche, that's hadoch ha-shulchan lo nishpshat in the Rambam. So you don't do it. Taka tirche. So forget, maybe you're doing a behemah. What's with your mitzvah? Tonight you'll do the mitzvah. Then we can understand, I mean, if we bring the night as a factor, and you could bevadai do it at night, so then there is a cheshbon. Or perhaps you could say, maybe there's a suffix if it will still be roi lekisi at night. But let's say we have a svek sveke. Maybe bechlau, it's a, maybe Bechlal Tzachaye, Shelonitkisi, Nafilus Abahime, maybe Bechalz Abahime, Nafilus Achaye, maybe it'll be Royal Lachasis at night. Because Yantav says it's a Psasvek Sveke. So then we can understand a little better this Indian of Tirchev. So, this Take, I mean, if you're not doing a mitzvah now, so that's a mitzvah, it can be done later. You shouldn't do it now. Now you know that, because you're being matrich, maybe shalel tzerich yantet. If that is true, perhaps then we could understand the previous abzeira also. I mean, what will be, let's say, if we are assuming that there's a possibility one could be mechasa at night, or there's a suffix, will one be able to be mechas at night? So that'll be if one shechted a koi, and he saw that the he sees the bottom of the blood, he sees that the blood won't be able to last till the night. Salpi cheshben, so then he should be permitted to be mechasa. I mean, if he sees, he thought he'd be able to, it's going to rain or something. Anyway, he sees, oh, it's going to be nivla, he sees that he won't be able to be mechasa. So then, out the cheshbon of tirche, could be that would fall off. Nah, I mean, listen, I'm a chuyiv to be mechasa, so if they're ice. So then, could be we have the previous rabzeire. Rab Zeira said that the hachana for a koi is hachana sveikis. And then we read the shayla, l'chayra why is it hachana sveikis? He knows he'll shech the koi and he'll have to be mechasid and dumb. That was the problem yesterday. But if we'll say, a kaponim according to Rab Zeira, the Rab Zeira holds, tamazoi, you shouldn't be mechasid and dumb today. Because you can wait till the night. So what happens if the situation arises that he sees he won't be able to wait till the night? So now you have a new problem, though. Was he making this offer for the koi? Now he didn't know Bechlal will have to do it. Now the situation arose that it'll have to be Mechasa, the dam of the koi. And so was there a chone? So that's the shayla. There was a suffolk chone. He didn't know that he'll have to be mechas of the dam of the koi. But listen, if this is all emes, what does he tell you? Tani Rab Zeira loykoi bilvad amu. Bim taima vihiyesh koya biyad chachomim lakal dovo shumina toire kisi di reis dechsi vikiso baofo hakde biyoker adovo mina toire. According to Rab Zeira, Pshtois has been asked before on the previous time. It seems Taisvus is asking. Jesus understood everything, it seems. Before Romi Bereid Rav Yeve, they said you shouldn't be mechase. Maybe a person might come to be nirshol nachilas chaylef. I think that it's a chaye. Jesus didn't ask on Romi Bereid Rav Yeve. Because it's a suffix chiyuv. And maybe Taka whole place was sold something that I said, Luchum mi the Rabbonim. So it's only Achiv mi the Rabbonim. Achiv the Rabbonim. That is a cheshbin to be oikeret, they were oikeret. And therefore could be Taisus is asking the Chulo. Taisus is asking, Leibel Vad Omru, on the safe of Rab Zeira. I mean, the Reisha Leibel Vad Omru. So that's also not Kefelach. There's a Sofik Chiyuv. So could be a Sofik Chiyuv is only with the Rabbonim. So something the Raisa Lachumr is only with the Rabbonim. So it's only a Chiyuv the Rabbonim. So they were Oike the Chiyuv the Rabbonim for whatever reason they have. But the Seif of Rab Zeira was speaking about that there's נסערב דמה וחיה תגדו לתמה בהימה. קציקווה איסורה, שזה זכר המצווה אני מן התוירה, to be mechase one of these domim over here, me one dam is here, so could be here, Tais was held, so it's worse than a sofik der reis, I mean, Adrab der Rambam sheet the sofik der reis, the kula min ha-teire, but ikwe suri holds l'chumra min ha-teire, so it would be very good why Tais is asking back on the sefer of Rab Zeire. The sefer of Rab Zeire, that's min ha-teire, a person is mechuyev to be mechase, the two domen, because there's a zikha chiyim that mutal olof, she's mechuyim to mechasa the two domen. So how could there be yaker adava min ha-teira? It seems, but till now there's no chiyim min ha-teira. Yesh loyim adein ha-chanami, the sheva al-tasa yesh koich bi-yodim. No problem, there could be yaker adava min ha-teira. That's what Taisvus answers. Look the Gemara weiter. Omar Rabbi Yosi Bar Yasiniya, Leishonu Oshen Yochel Lachasoisei B'tkira Achas. We're speaking about that with one, the second case, that he says that there's Dam, Chaye, and Behemet. So Memele, so we said he's not mechuyev to make tuki suim to mechas each one because he's teireach bevadai for a behemoth, so that they answer. Is lo yishon or shen yochel lachasoisei b'tkira achas. That with one kisui, putting to Rashi says, last back we're speaking about tkira, we're speaking about a fil b'efer akira. So that with one kisui, he won't be able, with one tiche, with one pool, he won't be able to be mechasa both domi. So memela, so we ask her to do anything because we'll be doing bevadai a kisui v'isel. That means there'll be a tiche shalela tzorech and yonke. Avo yochel lachasoisei b'tkira achas. Muta. But if he could be mechased with kira achas, that means with one maise kisui, he could cover the two domim hamurovim. So memele, so there's no extra tirche. So muta, that he's allowed to do. Like the gemara ma de taimen nigzer de kira achas oto shtei de kiret. If will be mata one kira, They might come and be matter tutkir. You're making kisi already, so people might come and think so. You're allowed to make kisi on a taruvis. They won't think that, that the heter is because it's one pu'ula. So you might come and make a separate kisi on each taruvis. And there you attack him atriach shalel atarach yontif. Kamash Malon, that they weren't Goyza. Zokti Gemara Vaita. Omar Rabbe, Shochav Tzipar Me'erev Yontif, in Mechasen Oisei B'Yontif. What does Rashi say? In Mechasen, it's one kisui. In mechasen oise biyontif, v'hoye loy lechaseis mi ba'id yay. He should have been mechasen mi ba'id yay. Now, l'chayre, what's wrong to be... Now, if we're speaking about... It's very unclear over here. What case are we speaking about? If we are speaking about that he had offer that's muchon, so what's wrong? Do it in yomtiv. He should have done the toyloi lachaseis mi ba'oid yayin. So the Bein Hananel says pshat over here, shocha tzipa me'erev yomtiv u'posha v'loi kisohu ein mechaseyu b'yomtiv.
So
So when the Ben Hanan, it seems there's some sort of Isser over here. And if it was impassable, it's Deiche Yontev. The mitzvah of Kisui, so the mitzvah of Kisui, it's Deiche, this Isser. So if we'll assume that it's speaking about he had Eicha Mukhan, let us assume that for a minute, that he had Eicha Mukhan, so the whole Issa could only be of Tirche. So we'll say that, the mitzvah of Kisui is Deiche, the Issa of Tirche. There's a mitzvah, so that's Deiche. So that's Dafke, if you could have, you shecht it in Yonte, so even though it's a Tirche, but the mitzvah is Mutal Olecha, so the mitzvah is Deiche, the Isser Tirche. But if you could have been Mechasa Erev Yonte, who he was Peisheya, so not Deiche Yonte. He doesn't say Claude by Nachlanu what the Isser is, but Al Kaponim, we seem familiar that this, we're speaking about such a Kisui, which in Yisod has a Tchiyah of Yontif. There were only matter this Kisui if it was the Yevshel Asayisim Erev Yontif. It's Yevshel Asayisim Erev Yontif. So he's not allowed to do it in Yontif. In Mishum Imnui Mishum Simchis Yontif Leke, so now Rashi says, Slocherish be permitted to do this in Yontif of Niyasim Cheshyontif. So Rashi says, "No Niyasim Cheshyontif, the Mishum Dom Lechasi Dom Le Mitzvah Tzipa Bachila. The Tzipa won't be also Bachila. So Memele, and it seems you're doing something wrong, like being Mechasa the Dam Tzipa. So Memele, you could have done it in Yontif. So Satay Cheshyont." So Rabbi said this halacha by Kisa Yadaf. A similar halacha, Gilgul Issa may Erev Yontev. What if he was Megalgul on Issa may Erev Yontev? L'cheir, a similar case. He was Megalgul on Issa may Erev Yontev. And l'cheir, he should have then been Mafrish the Chale, Erev Yontev. Afal Pikein, Mafrish Mimeno Chalosa Beyontev. Let us see what Rashi said. Gilgul Issa me'erev yontev, mafrish mimeno chalosa biyontev. See, mafrish tachala biyontev. Rashi, v'afal gav desnan lekamon Elohim mishum shvus, emagvin tumis umaisres biyontev. You're not allowed to be mafrish tumis umaisres biyontev. V'anami ketumis dogim domye. Chala is like Trume, Shaye Yochel Lafrishim Erev Yontif. So let us say the same thing. He could have done Erev Yontif. So Memeli was Peisheya. So we see, and Trume's Dogon is not Peisheya Yontif. The Lochi Maprish. Shloi Gozru al Trume's Isa, the one guy's al Trume's Isa. Shrei mutter le galgela biyontef vele efoisa kedei lechel paschama. It's permitted le galgela vele efoisa kedei lechel paschama. Shailas, what is Rashi saying? The Meiri, the Chidushia Meiri says Pshat in Rashi. See, the Maram doesn't learn like this, but let's see, the Chedushe Meiri says Pshat Merashi as follows. Very interesting Pshat. Nearly time is Shol Rabbe, the Shochet Tzipi Merev Yontif, Osalach HaSoyse Biyontif, Shayole Oyelel HaSoyse Merev Yontif. Avo Gilgal Ise, Avo Gav da Havale la Afrushi me Erev Yontif, Mikol Yontif, Mikol Mokim, Harei bi Yontif Atzmai, Hu Mis Asik bi Botzik Atzma. This, the Gemara is speaking about Gilgal Ha Ise me Erev Yontif, that means that it didn't bake the Chala Erev Yontif, that Cholas Gilgal Ha Ise was be Erev Yontif. Aber hum es asig be botze gatme, he's still not finished. Le sakno, la achile, בקיטו ובאפיה, ומאחר שכן, הוא תחול להפושס חלו אגבו, so that means, it's just like if, that means, if he do everything from scratch in Yontif, he could be mafresh chal in Yontif. So since he's in the process of baking the chal in Yontif, so memele, so it's ke'ilu, like the whole chal was baked in Yontif. V'chein nira li mipeirish rashi. Zay zokte chidushi ha'meiri. And the way it says this in Rashi could be, we'll see there's a difference between the gilsa that we have and the gilsa that Tosfos has in Rashi. Shrei muta legalgilo beyontev lefoiso. So lochere, he means to say he's permitted to continue. Legalgilo, I'm not speaking about tamazi. Legalgilo lefoiso. That means, so he's permitted to, so we consider this is ki'ilu, this is a challah that was nefer b'yomtiv. I mean, so this is already, so even though theoretically that Frosh's challah could have been done before, but they gave it a halacha ki'ilu, this is a challah that was completely made in yomtiv. So that's l'chayra the difference between these two cases. The first case, he shechted it, but he's finished. So he should have done it already. I mean, so Muslim had done it. But the second case, we consider in Lomdis like, this is a Psalomdis like, it's like this is a challah that was baked in Yontem, even though he, Bishas, after Gilgalisa, he could have been them after the challah, but we make this a Psalomdis, the challah, And a yontem to kechala, we were matha to be mafresh in yontem. So that's the shtik teira of Rabbi. Avu ed shmul oma, afilu gilgal isa ma'erev yontem, a mafresh v'menu chalosa b'yontem. He's not allowed to be mafresh to chala b'yontem. He says, avu ed shmul doesn't hold up the slumbers. This is called Achalas Erev Yontif. It's Achalas Erev Yontif, and you could have been Matrish Erev Yontif. There were only matter if you baked it in Yontif, but here you had already an Issa Erev Yontif. So the Mela is so you should have done it then. You didn't do it then. Fafalam. So it's like Kisiyada. Vrekte Gemara Leime Plige de Shmuel Adavua. So lechayre, if Avu de Shmuel aser to be mafresh chalav b'yontev, so lechayre Shmuel his son is chaylik on his father. The Omar Shmuel, because Shmuel had said chalav chutzal oret oichel vohilech v'achar kach mafresh. That chalav chutzal oret, if a person was not mafresh chalav. And so the din is, what does he do in Yomtev? Oichel b'hoylech, he eats the pas. Achakach mafresh, and afterwards, after Yomtev, Meitzah Yomtev, he's mafresh. So what is the kashe? Let us see Rashi. Ein mafresh emen, leitirul afresh chala, ela b'isa sheniz galgul b'yomtev. The only matter of the gilgul was also in Yomtev. So memele, He was unable to be mafresh challah before, so the meila they were matav. Pas chama they were matav. Avazu oyele lafresh merev yontem. Ketrumas dogan a peiris. It could have been done erev yontem. Chalas chutzloret, chalo turtu, chalo shemerimi min ha'ise. Since it's not minatayr, ket chaimlam bekedushin kol mitzvah tluy beperes agdelam baoret einyinoyik ela baoret. Oichel vahoylech kol apas. So yelad, if you want mafresh chale, you eat the whole pas, u mishaya kedei chale, u mafresha baachoyne, and itzo yontav you mafresh it. Alme, afroshoso shaloy le tzayrechi,
Lehavi afrosh. It's afrosh shalei letzairich. That means, like this, afrosh is to be matter the hise. But here we say that you're not, that you eat it up already. You're not matter lechayr, you're not matter that what he ate in yonte. Al mafrosh also shalei letzairich. It's afrosh shalei letzairich. Ve'lo yehavri lehavi afroshen, it's not afroshen. Sheloi lotzech lehavi afroshen, v'amafrish biyontev. Einike misak and the litzer kishah ha-gvos trume. The gozo be'rabona mishin denirike misak and then Rashi says that he's not a misakin because the whole reason one is not permitted. Well, the whole reason one is not permitted to be mafresh trumas and maizris is because it's nearer to mesakin, it's an isel tevo. So the acid is also mesakin, but this is not any kin mesakin, because you're allowed to eat it without a prosh. So mamelis, what's the kasha? So the kasha is, so why can't you be mafresh? According to Shmuel, that Shmuel said that chalas chutzvot is oichel v'oheilech v'achakach mafresh. So you see, there's no mesakin. So there's no mesakin, so why can you do it in Yom Tov? Chalas chutzlorets, it seems that Abu the Shmuel asked the film in chutzlorets. But the kash is in chutzlorets, why did Abu the Shmuel asked L'cheire, it's not a mesakin. Rashi is very marich over here. When Rashi says, Pshat in the Kashe, Oichu bohoylech kolapas, u'mishayir kedei chalo. Chalo, Rashi said before, chalo is shemerimen min ha'ise shemerodach chalo. That's the sheer chale. So you mishaya kedei chale. Mafrisho ba'achroine. Alma afroshoso shaloy letzairechi. Lehavi afrosh. It's not afrosh. Then Rashi says, Rav afrosh beyonte v'eni ki mesak. And the litzah kishag was trumis the gozo be'rabon v'eshaniri ki mesak. I once thought perhaps Rashi is saying two nekudas over here. One nekuda, the second nekuda, Rashi is saying that in chutz loretz, the whole purpose of afroshes chale is shleit shtakach teres chale. Now the reason why chale, one is not permitted to be mafresh chale nyontif, because it's nirikim mesakim, not mafresh tumet, because nirikim mesakim, but over here, there's no mesakim because there's no issa whatsoever. You're allowed to eat that before hafrosha. So memele, so it shouldn't be osa. But then Rashi is marich before. Oichel v'hoilech kol hapas, umishayir kedei chale, umafrisha b'achoyne, alma afroshosa shloi letzairechi, lehavi hafrosha. So whole Megillah Rashi says before. Amafrish beyond the bainikim mesakim. Now Rashi comes speaks about Mesakim. What was the whole Megillah before? It could be there's a machlokes Rashi in the Rosh when one this then if a person forgot to be mafresh chalem and he's mafresh meitzoi yontef, what does he do? So the Rosh says he has to leave over an amount of dough or chale, whatever it is, that is the shir chale plus. And he has to be mafresh the chale from the ibrike. You need shirayim. Afroshes chale, the tzura of afroshes chale is that you're mafresh this from this. You can't leave over just the small amount of chale. You have to leave over chale plus shirayim. That's the shita sarosh. And the rosh brings down that Rashi held nitazay. Rashi holds, you just leave over the chale and the chodas mash from the lashon of Rashi. Oichel v'hoilech kol hapas. ומשאיה בו כדי חלה, יוני ליבובה כדי חלה, רשי הולד, יוני בובה כדי חלה. So I thought perhaps Rashi is saying like this. For example, we heard on that Beis Hamed Beis, the Gemara said that, why is a Beya also? So we heard one Mad Yoma says, Als Peiris HaNoishrim, another Mad Yoma says, Als Mashkin Shezovu. So please, Peiris HaNoishrim is, is also Shema Yala V'Yitloi, Shemashkin Shezovu is also Shema Yischai. Here there's no Shema Yala V'Yitloi, there's no Shema Yischai. So I think from the Gemara, that's no Kashe. That means, what Chazal asked Peiris HaNoishrim, and this is also Peiris HaNoishrim. Even though this here, the Chazal asked all Peiris HaNoishrim. So Memele, so even by Abaye, the Issa doesn't apply. Afalpikain, if it's a, he's a tsura of a peiri hanoisher, so goes into the xera peiris hanoisher. So it could be, Rashi wants to be mice of something. Tamazah Yikenias Kakashe, you know, Shmuel said that, there's no isa on the tevil before the afrosha. Oichel bo, chalas chutzlot, oichel bo oichel. Good, so there's no isa, so there's no isa, so there's no nirikim esakin. But he's making hafroshes chale. So he's making a hafroshes chale that the Issa doesn't apply. But Chazal asked hafroshes chale, so this is also hafroshes chale. Just like the Gemara said that base of Chazal asked peiris hanoishrim, so this is also asked peiris hanoishrim. Either reason doesn't apply here, but this, but Chazal asked peiris hanoishrim, this is a peiris hanoishrim without the reason. So this is Afroshes, Chazal asked Afroshes Chala in Yontem, this is Afroshes Chala. So it could be that's where Rashi's Mach, it's not an Afroshes Chala either. Because you're not Mafrish from anything. This is not Afroshes Chala. Afrosh is your Mafrish, the Shirayim, and your Mafrish, besides the Nirikim and Sakim. The Tzuras Advorim is, I'm Mafrish this from this. Here there's no Afrosh in Gansen. So not only the reason doesn't apply, but it doesn't even have the Tzur of Afrosh. So Mamela, why should it be also? It could be that Tarichus and Rashi. That's your Rashi's Macha, be Oichel Boilech Kolapas. Umeshaya, Kidei Chalo, Mafrisha Bachoine. Al Mafrosh, so you're Mafrish without Shirayim. Al Mafrosh, also Shle Lutzech, Blei Havi Afrosh. So this doesn't fall into the Gzere. Kazal Asad Afrosh, when there's Shirayim. And there's no Misakin and there's Gonish. So it doesn't have the Tzuras Afroshe. It doesn't have the reason why they ask for Afroshe. So Lochere, so how could Abu Adishmul ask to be Mafrish Chale in Yomkut? So the Gemara, Omar Rove, Miloy Moide Shmul, Shim Kora Le Shem, Sha'asura Le Zorim. But isn't Shmul Moide that it's also Le Zorim? Period. Mi loy moide shmu. Afo pi sheni tzorich la afrisha. There's no shim korole of the, even though you don't have to be mafrish, that means to be, you don't have to make a maisa afrosha. Obo shim korole shem, shechalo le shem chala vasura le zorim. Alme shem truma le, vise bechla megvin truma sa maisas biyonte. So the Gemara is saying, even though, what were you telling me? You were telling me that it doesn't, first of all, the reason doesn't apply. And second of all, doesn't, you'll say, but there was a loy plug, they asked all afroshes, it doesn't have a full of tzur of afroshes. So the Gemara says, but it does have a dimion to afroshes, even though there's no mice afroshes, there's no shirayim, but a kedushas chala it has, it's also lezorim. So this goes into the yitzah of ein mafrish and trumah. That means it has some semblance to Afroshes Trume, even though there's no Shirayim, but there's a Kedushas Trume on it. That's what Rashi. Avo bishayni tzorich lahafrisha. You don't have to be mafrish from something else. There's no Shirayim. Obo shim korele shem shechalo le shem chal, but the shem chal is chal. Basura le zorim. Alme shem trumole. Wieso beklaal me gwien trum is a meisches beyond. The Rambam says you're not allowed to be mafrish trume for two reasons. One reason, out nirike mesaken. Another reason is out nirike magdish. So that's what the Samech wants to say, that the material of the Rambam is this Gemara, that's pshat in the Gemara's Teretz. That means that Einachanami out the Nirike Mesakan is Nishto, but it's Nirike Magdish. This only applies by Chalas Chutzloretz. That means by Tevel was also Saibasai before, so you don't see Nirike Magdish. It was also before also. But by Chalas Chutzloretz, some emailer, the Nirike Mesaken is Grad Nishdo, because it was Mutati Tzaibesai without Afroshet. But the Nirike Magdish is Do. Shimkor La Shem Shasur Lezorim. So als that I asel Afroshet, Mechutzloretz. Let us see Taiswiz. Gilgul Isa me'erev yontev, mafrish chala beyontev. Perish Rashi, ka'af al gav de'ein magvien trumes u'maisres beyontev. You're not allowed to be, what's the cheshben? You're not magvien beyontev. Bo'nami ke'trumes goyren domi, shu'o yochol ha'afrish me'erev yontev. The me'esmel hiskel zmano lahafrish, the zman started from Erev Yontev, after the Gilgul. The snan me'imasai chiyav chala, mishe Gilgul, efe lahochim afrishin lo. Shloi gozru al trumes ise, they want goyza on trumes ise, sherei muta ligalgel biyontev vilefois kde lechel pas chamo. ואז מותר להפריש ממנה חלה, כמין שביונתם נלוישה. אם כן לא היה הפרושס חלה בכלל איסר הגבוה סטרומה, אפילו כשגילגלו מבועדיה. Now, number one, we see Taisvis as a different גירסן רשי. רשי says, שרי מותר לגלגלו ביונתם ולאה פויסו, and it seems the Meiri learned Pshat and Rashi, that means he could continue the Gilgul which he had started before Yom Tov. It could be Mamshechet with Afi. So we consider it like this was a challah that was made in Yom Tov. So that was the kula of Rabbi. So he said to Bezai, it's no tushtel to Kisi Adam. Kisi Adam is Faltike, but he was done before Yom Tov. Here, there's a lumdus we consider that Reisha was a safer Grisha, so we considered that the whole thing was done in Yom Tov. Taisus brings down from Rashi a different lotion. Taisus brings down from Rashi Shlei Gozru al Trumas Isa, they want Geyser, Shrei Muta Legalgul Bi Yom Tov, Velefeis Kdei Lechel Pascham. You're allowed to make Chal in Yom Tov. Kedei lechel paschame, ba'oz muta lahafrish mimeno chale, then you're allowed to be mafrish chale, given to be yontem nilushe. So since you're allowed to do this, since you're allowed to make a yontem, keloyev roshes chale, bechlal iser agbos, since if you make it in yontem, you're allowed to be mafrish chale. So this chazal never asked us, I believe he made it erev yontem. It also doesn't go Bechlal Ha'is. So the Maram brings down Akasha, is Makshin Ha'olam. So he says, Vayvazayis, he doesn't understand. So what is the difference between Shochat Tzipa Merev Yontav and Mechasin Ha'is Ebiyontav? It seems Rashi is saying that since there is a case that one could be Mafrish Hal in Yontav if it was done in Yontav, so they didn't ask if it was done Erev Yontav. Whatever the lambda should be, since for Maisa, it's a chuchat lul. If you do it in Yontav, you're allowed to be mafrishchal. If you did Erev Yontav, you're also allowed to. So they may say Sven Rashi. So fact the Maram is Makshim Ha'ilam. So say the same thing by Kisi Adam also. Say, if he does it in Yontav, you're allowed to make Kisi Adam. So if he made Erev Yontav, you're also allowed to make Kisi Adam. So the Maram wants to say Pshat and Rashi, that we are speaking, that we're not speaking about, in fact, this everything is very unclear over here. He wants to say that Rashi is speaking about a Decker note. We're speaking about a Decker note. Now, a Decker note is the din loy sishchait. Not la tishecht with a Decker note like Pesilu. No, the din is im shachat b'diyeved if he shechted. So memela, then we're mat a Decker note. So there's no lechatchiladik, there's no hetel to use a Decker note. There's a din loy sishchait. So that's what Rashi is saying. That's the difference between chale and kisui. Chale, lechatchila, you're allowed to make chale and yontav and be mafresh. We don't say you shouldn't bake. Look, you baked, you're allowed to be mafresh. You're allowed to bake lechatchila. You're allowed to be megalgal and to bake. You're allowed to do all of that. So since lechatchila, you're allowed to do it in yontav, so then Chazal would not say if it was done in yontav, he's not allowed to do it. Yeah, but by Kisa Yadam, he wants to say Rashi is only speaking about a Decker Notz, which Lechatchila you're not allowed to make a Decker Notz beyond it. Not only B'diyevet if he did it, so there was B'diyevet, it was done in Yontif, I found. But here it was done Erev Yontif, it could have been, he could have made the Kisa Erev Yontif. So here they asked it. That's how the Maram says Pshat. And Rashi, Alibed, the things like Taisus is Geirus and Rashi. Oydia Shloima. Then Taisu wants to say another pshat. The second pshat is the more or less like the Miri's pshat. The Lifia Yerushalmi Nich, the Kamairi Shaloi Gomar Halisha Me'erev Yontif. And he wasn't Goma the Lisha Me'erev Yontif. Piaf al Gav. The Soif Seif HaYoyocha LaHafrish Moidyoim Mishaz Gildu. He could have been Mafrish Meboidyoim. Mikol Bokim. Acher Shenigmero HaLisha Biyonte. But since the Lisha was Nigma Biyonte, Aisid Gilgul Isa is not the Gmar HaLisha. So the Gmar HaLisha was Biyonte. Ablekilu Nasis Kol HaLisha Biyonte. Shrikilu Shaloi LaHafrish Chale Ad Gemar Halisha. So the minig is you're not mafrish chala till the Gemar Halisha. So memele havele kilonasis kol Halisha biyontem. That's so we reckon like if the whole Lisha was done in yontem, shusol havrish chala the Gemar Halisha. Ula oila mafroshes chala have bechlal agvos trumes. That means if he made a complete lisha, and then normally one is mafrish then, and he was a mafrish then, so then ain't a chanami taket. So then taket is not permitted to be mafrish in yontif. Period. So that's also chilek between kisi adam and gilgalisa. Kisi adam. He was finished with the Shechita Erev Yontif, so my Kisi. Here he wasn't finished with the Gilgal Erev Yontif, so he considered like it was a Yontif the Kalisha. Ava leimot lemeim velochim machalik ben Kisi mishum de gabi Kisi leimim namisim chas Yontif. We'll say this chilek, that Kisi, if he won't make Kisi, so he can still eat the behemoth. So that's why we were makel of Simchas Yontif. Here we're speaking about Chutzlot. There's no Simchas Yontif. So Taisu says, that's not the vote. So Kochoch, it's a different vote. It's other the Yerushalmi, other Rashi's Malach. But the Sefte, the Maram Shiv said, it's not a Tesefte, it's a different Taisvis, another from a different Bali Taisvis. The Sefte Pirish, the time of the Rabbi, the Mayri Bechutz Loretz. At the time of Rabbi is, because it's speaking about Chutz Loretz, we merzi kimisaken, kimish blavochi yochel lechel, I'm a Beretz Yisrael, my the rabbi. They need it. The mashmid besomot le-shech la-loim is the hatam. The Kama Milay Maide Shmuel Shim Koro. The Gemara wanted to say that the Gzeire passed by Chalas Chutz Loretz. So therefore you're allowed to do that for the Nyonte, but the Gemara says no. Milay Maide Shmuel Shim Koro Shem. In Cain, given the Shem Chalalei, the Merzike Mesakot. So by stories, it is a Merzike Mesakot. Romashmal fi aloshin de svores upshute. The Gemara wanted to say that according to Shmuel, there shouldn't be an Issa, but the Gemara says, no, according to Shmuel, there is an Issa. Since it's a Kriya Shem and it's also the Zorim. Kach nire ike, kiti perashti le'el. Different lomdes. Tafilu beretz Yisroel, mata rabbe. The rabbe was mata fil in Eretz Yisroel. Of the Chalos of the Reise, so since he wasn't Goymer, the Gilgul, so we consider like the whole thing was Nilish beyond the Pavua de Shmuel Asa, Navua de Shmuel Asa, the Afilu Bechutzot, it means they're talking about all Mekaymes. Rabbi was Mater Afilu Baoretz, and Shmuel Asa, Navua de Shmuel Asa, the Afilu Bechutzot. The Teidas, I'll bring you a raya that the Matirim were Matar Afilu Beretz Yisrael. The Vada Yerushalmi, Mayri Beretz Yisrael. The Yerushalmi was written as Yisrael. The Yerushalmi says the Lomdes because it wasn't Nigmar the Gilgul, so we consider like the whole thing was Nilish Beyontiv. So Memele, Afilochi Leka Osa, Alehechid Delosh, it was completely nilish. Avol oras shori behind a gilgul. That means oras is tchilas a gilgul. Reishis harise seichem. So this is tchilas a gilgul. So memele. So then it will be. So we see that Afilu Beretz Yisrael they were matter. Benira daloche kerabe. Tohu basro. So memele, so it's mutter to be machresh in yonta, betavke gilgul, shlok dir shalmi say, shloy nigmero li shosa legamri, that the lisha process itself was a nigma, the nigmero legamri, to la rabba moide de mefrishin oisoy, beyonte, ochi nami isa bir shalmi, kol halosh isa me'erev yonte, ve mefrishin chalosu beyonte. The comma losh in oras loy. Tavke if the hachi perusha. Tavke losh the nigmero may erev yonte. It was completely nilish already. Ema prishi. Avol oras loy. Le nigmero lishem erev yonte. Zmaprish. Vochenami. Mayri begilgul. Shulke may aros. Oras. That's like the oras of the Yerushalmi. So Mamelus Adaisa Locha Paschus like Rabbe, and if there was Trilis HaGilgul, like about Halisha, Be'erev Yontev, so we are matter to be Mafrish in Yontev. So Taisus Vaita, Ve'eched is Shochach, Le'hifrish min Apas Me'erev Yontev. Now let's speak about another case. But he baked everything already Erev Yontev, and he wasn't Matrish Chala. Kaimala. So luckily passed on like Shmuel, the Chala's Chutzlot, Eichel Vahoylet. She's allowed to eat it in Yontev. Vachakach, Matrish. Beimkei. So therefore, Yishayir Minapas, we call Echot Ve'echot. So from each pass, he should be Mishayir Achelet. Voichel Hashah, Lamocha Yafrish Chala, and Tzoy Yontef, he should be Mafrish Chala, Vitzorech Shtei Gidoylo Shit Yiyelo Hekeira Acher HaFrosh. So Taisus holds like the Rosh, that you have to leave over more than the Shir Chala, you have to leave over Shir Chala plus Shirayim, that there was a prosha, so the Kiddush, you have to make Shreitishtakas Teir of Chala, but you need a Maisa a prosha, so there has to be, a prosha means Chala from Shirayim. The Chziv Reishis, the Bina Shiyu Shirayim Nikot. The Taisus veheche da ofo arevo meleo isa me'erev yontif. Now Taisus wants to say two distinct cases. If a person baked erev yontif and arevo meleo isa, that means that that all the lechem that they bake originated from one dough, was an arevo meleo isa. There was an areva that was full of isa, and that they made a lot of lechem from that, a lot of challis from that. Me'erev yonte v'shachach v'loy hifrish challah me'erev yonte yishaya pas achas bishvil kulam ad lamocha imnei shegodlam ke'echo. So Mamel, you don't have to leave over from each lechem. It was one big dough. So I'll leave over one challah, one pas, and then from this pas I'll be mapris, leave over shirayim, and I was yaitzer. Avo b'matzis b'erev Pesach im shochach v'loy hifrish. What if he has the same dilemma? I matzis b'erev Pesach. Zorich l'shayim mikol achas v'achas. There he has to leave over from each matzah. Mei shegibulon kol achas v'achas b'knei atzmo. So Poshet means to say, because by matzahs, they don't make a large dough. The Gemara says, in Pesachim, they make it kapisa, they make small pegelech, in order to make sure it shouldn't become chometz. And it would seem from Taisvis that each matzah had a shir challah, because if it didn't have a shir challah, Stamos had no problem. So it's not chayiv b'challah. No, it seems each matzah had a shir challah. So now, but I can't be mafrish from one on the other, because they're different isis. So memele, the lemocha yeniach kol achatiches, Misal echot, so mele, you'll take all the chatiches, that means there were different isis. Now you'll take all the chatiches, misal echot, from mitzal von lechalo, the yafrish min kulom achas, and you'll take one. You'll take one from the others. Achsach mele, this dinapteis result, which should be minamukif. So each one is chayiv b'chala. Each one, there's a chayiv chala on each one. So memele, you mitzal from the chala that it should be min hamukif. You take off one from the other. Each one is chayiv b'chala. So you put it together, I can take off one from the other. Umil im yirtza lasa is dover kal. If you want to do something very easy, doesn't have to leave over for each matzah. Yase matzah achas. Let him bake in yontif one matzah. V'yerofa oiso, v'yitzalcha v'yafrish me'achas al kol acheres, agav oise b'nei shechiyuve bo achsho. Because he said like this, if he bakes one matzah now in yontif, so on this matzah, he's allowed to be mafrish chalo from this matzah. Because this matzah he baked in yontif. So the melech will be mafrish from this matzah and all the other matzahs. Period. So Rabbi Chonon asks on Taisvus as follows. He says, "Bishloi mechalas chutz la'oretz," that the whole afrosha is not to be matter anything. The whole afrosha is shloi fishtakach teiras chala. No, lemaise the loch is you're not allowed to be matrish chala in. You're not allowed to be matrish chala in yontif if you want matrish erev yontif. So here, so there's an iser of afrosha alone. So here the iser is. So here, since lemaisa, I'm permitted to make a kriya shem for this matzah alone. So memela, I'll be mechavan. It should help for the others also. I'm not doing anything for the others. I'm doing it. No, it's the whole iser is to make the kriya shem in yontif. You're not matter anything now to make a kriya shem. So here I'm making a kriya shem for myself. So memela. So therefore, it should be mutter. But if you learn about Eretz Yisrael, you matter. So my mele, so this chayadet anirik in Mitzaken. So bachonin mutschitzich, bachonin says, he doesn't know why it's mutton Eretz Yisrael. I thought perhaps we can say, just like the Gemara says, that one is not permitted to retable himself in Yontif. It's nirik in Mitzaken. But the lemaisa is a hefer, merzik in meker. That means if it's not nikah from his pula that he's doing it with tzairich tikkun, adachsmid is a svara, fully you're allowed by kalim also, you're not allowed to be table kalim, but you'll just go and put in a kalim and take water out of it, and you'll use the kalim to shep, you'll shep water with the kalim, and the reason I'm doing it on the table of the kalim, but it looks like I'm using it to shep water, so my mele, so there's no nirik in Misakin, so my male it's mutter. So it could be that I have to hear also. That means from the matzah that I baked in Yontif, I could be mafresh challah. So my male is so could be there's no, he brings them all together. That's a stickle problem. I mean, the yoifah, the itzalfen, the yafresh machas al kol acheres. So, but could be the tzalfim is also gone. It's not it did before. B'shas hafroshi, you don't see too much. It could be it's permissible of that.